Hi guys, I am came back with a new topic, pros and cons of responsive web design. Are you thinking about adopting responsive web design for your site but you are not sure? Well, it is time to step out of that state of dilemma and embrace the truth about responsive designing for a website. What is a responsive designing all about? Websites that incorporate such designs usually have specific technology and coding that adjusts, shrinks and stretches a website to adapt to various devices such as smart TV, e-readers, tablets and mobile phones. The advantages of using responsive designing for websites. Attract the right audience. Responsive web design company helps you target audience to view your content. This is really helpful if you have undertaken a marketing campaign using email. It is a known fact that most people use mobile phones and they also access their emails from it. So this means that they will also be able to access your website from their mobile devices. Positive effect on SEO. Now you probably know that no website can be successful without proper SEO techniques. The good news is that with responsive designing techniques, the search engines will view this as favorable and thus assign a good rank to your site on the search results. One-time content update. With responsive designing, the biggest advantage is to update the content on your website just once, and people viewing your site on any device will see the same content. You do not have to alter the layout or format of the site. Modern designs. With this technique, you can expect your website to fit in with the current designing trends in the market. You can rest assured that our website will not end up looking dated. User-friendly interface. With this technique, you no longer have to worry about resizing texts manually, as it is done automatically. So even if someone is viewing your site from the mobile phone or tablet, can use the interface or read texts without having to zoom in. Uniform structure. With responsive web design services, you can expect to have a uniform structure for your site irrespective of which device is being used to view it. This implies that you do not have to reprogram your website at all, so you also save quite a bit of money. The disadvantages of responsive web design. Important features overlooked. Most websites have their content arranged vertically to fit into screens that are small. The bad part is that sometimes users can overlook certain important features by scrolling. Increased load time. Websites that use responsive techniques may take a long time to load. The images are just scaled down, but their size is not resized to make the website load faster. Users viewing sites on their mobiles can actually see a considerable lag in loading. Difficulties in accessing. At times, certain websites need to be scaled down, and this will make certain pages very difficult to access, and this may cause people to move to other websites. The verdict. Just like any other technology, responsive website design has its ups and downs too, and it is totally up to you as to how you are going to use it to your benefit. If you still feel very unsure about how to go about things, you can always consult an expert to get a better idea on how responsive website designing works. For more, please visit us at www.isrankings.org weblink.